Oh, hi. Are you here too? Oh, that was a surprise to meet you here at the library. Oh, you didn't thought I was the kind that actually read books? Well, if I'm offended, no way. I'm just so fascinated by books, you know. I can walk around these corridors in the library forever, thinking about all those millions of letters and words that are building a universe of imagination. I like it all. I mean, nonfiction, all this knowledge you can find here, and well, the novels, of course, too. What are you reading? Let me see. Decamerone, by Boccaccio. Oh, it's interesting. That's a classic. 10 young people fleeing the plague outside Florence in the 14th century. Well, it's pretty much like today with the pandemic. And they're telling these stories to each other. Did you like them? Oh yeah, especially the naughty ones. Well, I guess I have to read them again. And what do I have here? Yeah, several books. And this one is better than I thought. It's Wuthering Heights, Charlotte Bronte. I was a bit skeptical, you know, but after reading the half of the book, I am enthralled. Cathy on the Moor. The kind of love where you don't think about the consequences. Yes, impossible love is the most beautiful. You prefer the other Bronte sister, Charlotte? Oh yes, I love Jane Eyre also. Like, she's so much more sensible than Cathy. But still, a young woman, I would not mind meeting. A bit like you, maybe. A smart, independent woman. Yeah, not like Emma Bovary, who instigated the murder of her husband, just led on by passion, and well, she got what she deserved, maybe. Yeah. Flaubert's novel is a gem, really. Ah, yeah. Yeah, I can see you. That volume is great, and you like to read a lot, yes, but you didn't want to be any one of these women in literature. Like, they're not happy normally, like Lady Chatterley. She seemed to be a bit frustrated, and Anna Karenina, with her loyalties and her desire tearing her apart. Well, it's difficult to find women that can live a happy life in Jane Eyre. Oh, I think it's hot inside here. Oh, yeah. Oh! That old woman just looked angrily at me. She made a sign that we should be quiet, I think. Well, I will lower my voice then a little and talk closer to you. You don't mind me getting closer? Ah, yes. Ah, yeah. If I like your new glasses. Oh, they're really nice, and they suit you well with your hair that you have like that. And how about if I put your books over there? They must be heavy on this table, and I think here is a little more sheltered. We don't disturb anyone, really. And if I almost whisper, we can let these people read in peace. It's so nice to be immersed in a book, like a universe of your own, you know, a world where you can, yeah, especially if you're writing, I'd like to write, create my own world. Yes, and I think I'm getting inspired by you. Do you mind if I, yes, your hair is so soft. Yeah, I like it. I like your giggles too. Yeah, you're like Alice in the Wonderland of literature here, aren't you? Do you mind if I touch your hair? And your cheek a little? I know I'm getting out of line maybe, or I guess you can read between the lines. This is something I must admit I've thought about it for some time. Like being in a semi-private place with you, but until now, you have also thought about me? Not joking, are you? Oh, you smell so fresh. And how about if you came even closer and I feel... Oh, nice. But maybe this is not the place where we should... You want more? And more? And you like my hand on your shoulder? I can let it around your arm and it feels good when it rests on your hip too, yes. You know, I really like you. I mean, you know so much and you have a sharp intellect. You are so good at analyzing a text, and I must confess, it sounds, yeah, maybe a bit weird, but smart girls are such a turn on. Do you mind if you taste so good? I feel like touching you more here and here, and when you, oh, you press yourself towards me like that, and hugging me a little, and oh, maybe someone can see us here when we, you like that, you like to take risks. You surprise me, but I like it too when you press your boobs against me, and I just have to touch them. Fuck, they are so soft and oh, nice. And oh, what are you doing? You're stroking my leg and feeling, oh yes, I'm absolutely getting hard for you now. I'm getting hard for you. Really? Yeah. You want me to stroke you right there on your thighs, under your skirt, and feel how good it is. Oh. Have you read the poems of Neruda? A love sonnet number 11, for instance? Oh, I like that. I crave your mouth, your voice, your hair. I want to eat your skin like a whole almond. I want to eat the sunbeam flaring in your lovely body. I'm not that good at writing, but he is. Oh, maybe this is something like that feeling. Yes, when you touch me there, I get even harder. And fuck, you are eager. I would never have thought that you, that talking about those books made you wet, and you want me to, yes, if you just stand there and I will let my finger go higher on your thigh, and now, just touching and probing and like that, yes. Oh, yes. Feel my finger between your legs. Oh, rubbing and touching and stroking you there. Yes, yes, you are so wet now. You feel it. What? You really want me to lie down on this floor? But really, if someone discovers, well, the risk is making you even hornier. Okay, if I lie down here, and you can, you want to, what? Ride my face? And yes, I want to lick you. I want to make you squirm of pleasure and, yes, go there, yes, do that. Just let me pull down your wet panties and you can straddle my face. So, okay. I can lick you there. You like it. You press yourself against my face. I like you. Let my tongue swirl around there and I press my tongue inside you. I think you're a little too loud. You have to hold that moan. You have to just take that book here. It is thick. It wasn't good at all. It's a bad crime bestseller. So you can bite into it. Put it in your mouth and you bite like this. Hold the moan. Good. No. Just ride my face and I will lick you. You're moving around. You're already going. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. You came already. You came so hard. Oh, you're like gushing over my face. And you can take out that too long crime novel from your mouth. You can pant. Yes. I hope no one heard us. Oh, yes. But yes, you bet I'm still really hard for you. Yes, you can do. Oh, open up the zipper. Oh, yeah. You want more? I bet you want more. You want to ride me. Yeah, ride my cock now. Oh, yes. Take it. Oh, yes. Do that. Yes. Oh, you can just slam down on me. Fuck. Oh, come on, ride me. Ride me like I was a stallion or something. Oh, yeah. Yes. It feels so good. I'm all inside you and you go up and down on me. Lying on the floor and I should have a book in my mouth also. I'm getting a bit loud. Don't you think so? Oh, you like that when I push up against you? You have to hold your moan a little. You're getting loud again. It is so good. You riding me, you fucking me, and I'm so hard. Pushing inside you. Yeah, move like that. Yes. Up and down. Yeah. Yes. Fuck, you're all killing me. Dig your nails into my shoulders and lean down a little. I can touch your boobs now again. They're so soft and so nice, and I play with your nipples while you're riding me, and you Yes. Come on. Ride me faster. I can't hold out much longer. I think I'm going to shoot inside you. You don't mind that? Or should you try to climb off me? Maybe before it's too late. Okay. You don't mind if I come inside you? All right. You don't want it to get messy in here, the library? Fuck. I think someone is coming in here now. Never mind. Never fucking mind. I just need to shoot inside you. I want to give you all I have. I want to bring you with me. Yeah, you're increasing the speed, and I want to go with you up to that peak where our bodies unite in bliss. Where we throw ourselves down into the bottomless valley and we go, it all becomes a sky of fireworks around us. Oh, you are there now, right at the edge. Oh yes, don't be afraid. Oh, just jump into the air. Just let go and fuck. Oh fuck, I want you to come for me. Do that, you lovely woman. Come for me. Oh, just let go. Oh, and come for me. I'm coming to. Oh, now. Oh, now. She did not disapprove completely. What do you think she might want to join in next time? Well, I'm glad I came here today, as I had to return my books before it got too late. But meeting you, I like you so much. And, no, not just fucking. I mean, I appreciate you. I want to talk more with you about knowledge, about literature, about everything. We should meet here again, I think. Yeah, we can sit down there on those chairs, so we can read to each other and kiss me again. We can, like, escape the rest of the world, or we can just talk and dream together. Sit here long time and just be with each other and feel good. Oh yes, I feel so good with you. I really like to be with you, and here in the library, it's a perfect place, really. We can do whatever we want to do, and we can explore each other, you know, from cover to cover.